This is the birthday of Abe Lincoln, who saved the country. It's our job to keep it safe. My message last week was that government is the key to minimizing worldwide genocide by climate change. And of course, this president is not helping. Now let's talk about our role. First, the strongest step we can take is to join organizations that are working to reduce climate change. We can't turn the ship of state individually, but by joining together, we can force government to change. We can force each of the political parties to make a major commitment to the war against climate change. Second, push industry away from release of greenhouse gases. One of the best incentives is a carbon tax, and every delay in imposing it means the tax has to be exponentially larger. We can strengthen the push for a carbon tax by using our power as consumers. Third, over the past half century, we've changed agriculture until it's now one of the biggest emitters of carbon and methane, the two principal climate-damaging gases. One of the most important changes is to shift away from beef and other meats. Think about how much carbon beef production releases. Initially, from the use of power to produce crops whose only purpose is to feed the cows. And then from all the carbon production involved in raising the animals, and then the fact that the animals themselves produce huge quantities of methane. And that doesn't include all the carbon and methane from the transportation of the animals and their feed and the fertilizers used in the process. Farming has gone from relatively clean half a century ago to a major problem now. So cutting down on beef is an important start. Fourth, we've put a lot of emphasis on carbon emissions from transportation, but many of us can improve our health as well as the environment by walking, bicycling, or using public transit. Growing up in New York City, I had to be a public transit user. One of my happy memories of childhood is standing with my nose pressed against the front window of the front car of the subways and feeling the excitement from the sight and sounds of the train gobbling up miles of track in front of me. Later, I went to work by crossing the Brooklyn Bridge on foot. That gave me a gorgeous 2-mile walk to work, which was definitely good for my health. Coming to Albany, I wanted to get back to walking, so we bought within a 2-mile circle around my office so I could and did walk to work. I fully understand the attractions of the countryside, but there are huge advantages to city living, especially for the climate. Fifth, many of us can make our homes much more efficient with insulation, solar panels, and other energy-saving methods. Reducing what we buy, recycling what we don't need, and reusing what can be used again use much less energy than buying and replacing. Sixth, one step less talked about is passive solar. Zoning and housing codes would help, but windows facing due south get zero summer sun and maximum winter sun. Once the house is designed that way, it pays dividends forever. Add a heat sink inside the house, and it will spread the heat around the clock in cold weather. I've added some articles and organizations you can look at on the text version of this commentary. But the point is to take action. We need action above all. It's that or genocide by climate change.